Hello?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
You know what? I want to put on hold. I don't want anymore because I don't have any clients from Local Splash, so I don't want to pay $300 a month.
So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't pause the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come July 15th, that would have reoccurred to 598, and it continues to do so until this settles. Okay? So one option that you do have is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now that you're starting to rank on Google, you might not even need those Facebook ads anymore. So if we take those off, it would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, your website.
Probably the nigdy nie będę na pierwszym na Google.
What was that?
Oh.
So hi, this is Tom's wife. Tom's saying that we are not on the first page of Google.
So I'm looking at your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 146 times, and you've had 29 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
All right, so what do you want to do? Okay, so Tom wants to put it on hold. We don't want to continue right now.
Yeah, what I was just telling him is when he signed up, he agreed with an e-signature to a month-to-month subscription that automatically renews each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, he has to call us 3 business days prior. So the June 15th payment is outstanding, and we can't cancel an account with an outstanding balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because that would have reoccurred another charge on July 15th and turned into 598, and it continues to do so until this settles.
Stop it. Okay, so we cannot cancel, is what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, but if he would have called us prior to the 15th of June, absolutely. You can cancel. You can pause it. You know, you can put the next charge on hold, anything like that. But because it's after the fact now, that June 15th payment is already due. One option I was just giving him when he handed you the phone is that he signed up for a package for $299 monthly, but it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, and if your intention is just to cancel, I could at least take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to $199 for you because you wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you're just going to cancel the program anyway. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you may want to keep it going for the next month and just kind of go on the dashboard and see the results that you're getting in real time because first page placement takes industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So because of that, I always tell people it's the second and the third months.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm not aware. I've been